side of the goal as he tried to stuff it home. Lemieux picks up the puck for the Outlaws. He lets it slide through as he prepared to get walloped right when he got inside the blue line. Picking it up now, Caden Garcia back down low to Bulldog. Back to Garcia. Bats it right up ahead to Cooper. Puck neutral ice, sent back down by Lemieux. Height can't quite play it. Bulldog stops, sends it back behind the goal for Garcia. Rapids just eating up a little bit of time here. They got to be careful not to get caught flat-footed, and as Baskov is able to hold the zone, but Rapids gets the puck back yet again. Chip, big lift pass by Bryslin. That could have been a hand pass by Komarov. I don't think they're letting him play
like
on. Oh, yeah, he threw that. And I think that's why they let up and let Rapids touch it to kind of ignore the hand pass. But either way, we play on. 14 to go in regulation. Rapids comfortably ahead 10-1 over the Outlaws. Salo picks it up, breaks it into the zone, and he's just swallowed up by the Rapids defense again. Puck comes loose, and Lindblom picks it up. He's being harassed by Williams. McNeish picked up the puck, and there is
penalty
a whistle. There's going to be a penalty against Wisconsin Rapids for a cross check. Just the third penalty on Rapids for the night. As that will be 27 go into the box, and that is the hometown boy, Aiden Welsh, as he's going to the box for two.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was one just sort of in the corner, just sort of top of the circle sort of area. There was a hit, and then I think Welsh gave him a little bit of a shove, and the refs didn't seem to like it.
Time of the penalty, is Asante. They are on the power play for the second time tonight, as one penalty is matching. Rapids, they got a shorthanded on goal on one of those penalty kills. We'll see what they do this time as Lane picks up the puck in the corner. Bodied real well there by Beauchamp. Bouncing puck, and it will be another penalty coming up against Wisconsin Rapids.
Not too sure what the call on this one's going to be.
No.
I know there was a bit of contact with Beauchamp, and I think it was 26.
2 minute for an elbow.
That's the problem with being 6'5". Just your elbow is just naturally at most people's head.
So now it's a 5-on-3 for the Outlaws. If they want to score a bunch of goals, here's your chance.
Absolutely.
2 minutes or 1:32 of 5-on-3. Rapids has to kill. So they won that faceoff. Shot and a goal. There you have it. They got one back as shot from just inside the blue line, just about the slot. And in it goes. One timer past height. Far post and in. And there it's a 10-2 hockey game as Lane gets credit for the goal.
Yep. Just right off the face off a nice sort of seeing eye shot there, and I think it was number 14 that was pointing to Lane in front for a deflection.
Yeah.
And not much height could do about that.
No, not much.
Off the post as well.
That's tough going. As now it's 5-on-4. They'll make you pay. I don't care who you're playing. Peyton Andrews.
Peyton Andrews, number 14.
As that was a power play goal, 6:53, time of the goal. So Rapids now up 10-2. Not in any danger by any means of giving up the lead, but that's two goals.
Two goals you wouldn't want to concede.
Exactly, and that's just one thing I'm sure Coach Ball will be talking about.
Yeah.
As they talk after the game, coming up to tomorrow's game. As the Outlaws carry the puck up into the zone, about a minute left on the skater advantage. Centering attempt, no good, and then the puck shot out of bounds on a clear attempt by Raffert.
Yeah, fired straight out of bounds.
Yeah, wow, that was a direct shot there as we sit with 12:15 left to go in the contest. Still a minute one left on the power play. So they got to correct the scoring here for Asante. Jacob Patterson. And Peyton Andrews. Peyton Andrews and Jacob Patterson on the assists. So we just made that clarification there. So the correction has been made as Rapids and Santi is playing out a neutral ice. 23 seconds ago on the power play for the Outlaws. They got a power play goal tonight. So you got one goal in the first period so far, one in the third. As we sit at a 10-2 score with 11:20 left to go, another stoppage of play with 5 seconds left to go on the power play for the Outlaws.
Yep, just stout penalty killing right now for the River Kings, really just limiting any sort of offense that the Outlaws are able to generate, and just making Coach Bull happy, I believe, right now.
There's always good and bad that come with any of these games. It's hard to be critical of too much when you're up 10-2.
Yeah, exactly.
With about 11 minutes to go.
Yeah.
But there are things that need to be corrected. Mm. You can agree with that.
Absolutely. I think just sort of the cleanliness of some of these the plays, especially on the defensive end, some of the puck movement and that sort of thing, just especially gearing up to playoffs and potentially beyond, those things need to be ironed out.
Well, both teams at full strength as Outlaws carry into the zone. Shot turned way wide as they finally make the announcement that Charles Healy is in the game for Asante. As Rapids trying to clear up the zone. Puck held in, stopped at the circle by the River Kings. There goes Bulldog. Passed up ahead, Allstrand to Ilian. Ilian, center attempt, bouncing puck right into the glove of Healy. Another stoppage, 10:45 left to go in the game. Rapids up, 10-2. 61-11 shot advantage.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with the Anderson, Ilian, and Allstrand combination today. I mean, I don't think they've got one at even strength, but the way they've been moving the puck, that sort of unspoken chemistry between them is really shown today.
Well, the face-off controlled by Rapids. Ilian sends it back around the boards from the near side. Allstrand gets there first. Send the puck up to the blue line. Bulldog sends it back down. 10.5 to go. Puck comes rolling out towards the front of the goal. Corralled back in by Allstrand. Allstrand, leave pass up for Anderson, but Ilian gets there first behind the goal. Slam on the brakes is Anderson. Battling down below the goal, bouncing puck all over the place. Allstrand gets it up to the blue line with Bulldog. Ilian at the circle, shot, redirect, high, just behind the goal. That was a weird one there that Rapids fortunately didn't bury it. Fortunately for Asante, they got the bounce they needed. Bulldog, drop pass to Anderson. Anderson, high slot, Allstrand. Leave pass to the other side, Luis Garcia, shot. Couldn't quite get a hold of it. Was Healy. As we are under 10 minutes to go in this one. 9:44 to go. Is Bulldog shot down to Allstrand right at the edge of the crease, and it's covered up by Healy. And we got another stoppage. 9:39 left to go in the game. Rapids up 10-2.
Yeah, this line just once again leaving the Outlaws completely on the back foot there, forcing Healy into some good goaltending, and now out comes Diamond and Bryceland and Cooper. I mean, Diamond's pass to Cooper there for that shorthanded goal. That was brilliant. And see if they can recreate some magic here.
9:39 to go. Faceoff won by Rapids. Beauchamp blue line. Got slowed down by the defense. Diamond tries to center it. Picked up by the Outlaws. And Rapids, Whitehead, picks it up in neutral ice. And regrouping. Chips up ahead. Diamond to the far side. Cooper, he just dumps it down into the far corner. Healy fakes like he's going to play it. He does not. As up to center ice, Bennett couldn't quite hold on to the puck. Bryceland, he's trying to get to his stick as Lane was preventing him, but either way, no delay. As there's a big collision right about the circles. Bryceland, he got even there with, I believe that was Caden Cook. No whistles. We play on. Under 9 minutes to go. Rapids leading 10-2 as the puck goes behind the Rapids goal. Cooper. Leave pass to neutral ice as Bennett gets there first. Cooper trying to get to the puck and get it up into the offensive zone. Cooper has it. Diamond cross ice to Bryceland. 3-2 opportunity. Nice pass there. And Diamond couldn't get it to stay on a stick and bury it. Puck backhanded back out in front. Beauchamp about the circle. Shot. Tried to get a redirect at the top of the crease. No good. Puck still picked up by Breisland as he's getting pounded on by the defense. Behind the goal is Cooper. Almost looks like Rapids is on the power play at the moment as Breisland gets around the defense. Gets around one. Couldn't get around the other as Beauchamp, he holds his own. Getting some speed. Shot. Big rebound there by Healy. Beauchamp gets to that rebound. Drop pass down low to Cooper. Try to center it right through the crease under the leg pad of Healy. Man, he's lucky he didn't get an own goal on that. As Beauchamp shot a laser from the blue line. That's redirected wide of the goal. Under eight to go in the game. 10-2 Rapids lead. Beauchamp can't hold the zone, and that's last touched up by Rapids. So Height just covers it. 7:40 left to go in the game. That'll count as a shot on goal, I guess, as Rapids is up 10-2 and holding a 64-12 shot advantage.
And here comes Red Hot Locker. I mean, what a night these guys have been having. I mean, as you said earlier, usually not soaking up the most minutes, but today they've been used well, and they really stood up to the task and performed really well.
Face-off controlled by Santi, so you get a quick shot in on Height. Now Raffert has the puck. Pass up, touched up by Locker. As puck comes back into the zone, McNeish tries to get a shot. That gets redirected up into the netting. And another stop at 7:23 left to go.
Yeah, and congratulations to Hogan on his commitment to continue playing hockey and further his studies at Lawrence Tech.
That's right. Just saw that come through the other day.
Yep.
A lot of River Kings could be playing at the next level coming up, time of the year where they kind of announced that. Shot backhand by Williams, just wide of the goal. Goal slides off the goal line, and Healy goes to pull it back on, but not until the whistle was sounded. So officials got to check it out, make sure it's all on the up and up. And faceoff coming to the blocker side of Healy, 7:15 to go. As Santi wins that faceoff. Rapids trying to hold the zone. They cannot, as now they pick up the puck. Shamil Lutfalin carries it in, gets around the defense. Nice, slick skating. The skaters couldn't get him, but the boards did, as Healy's able to cover that puck. Get another stoppage under 7 minutes to go.
Yeah, Shamil's a great talent coming in from the GMHL and sort of midway through the year. And last game against Battle Creek, I mean, what a goal he had to give us the lead against them. He was 1-0. What a goal. It's a bar down just from such a tight angle. It's a great goal.
You don't see a lot of points coming from him per se,
yeah.
But you get a lot of really good quality minutes that he's always in the mix, getting guys in good position and drawing looks that opens things up.
Absolutely.
So he's not one of those guys you see the numbers from, but you see the effort on the ice, and it's he's great. He was a great addition for Rapids as Rapids gets whistled for offsides. 6:39 left to go in the game. 10-2 Rapids lead. 64-12.
Yeah, it's great to have guys like Lutfalin who can just soak up those minutes and they're dependable and offer that moment of brilliance in a time of need. Like I said, Battle Creek, I mean, it was a war against them last weekend, and it's good to have Shamil there to bury one.
Rapids wins the faceoff at neutral ice. Denti with the puck behind the goal as
catches
there will be
stick.
A whistle, high stick against Wisconsin Rapids. It's another stop. It's six and a half left to go.
Just an unlucky sort of play. I mean, just trying to get in there and just catches number 14 high.
Rough moment there for Denti. Time of the infraction. If I remember correctly, that'd be 13:30. As there's another power play coming up for the Outlaws. As there was face-off controlled by Rapids to the glove side of Height. They sent her down the length of the ice. There's about 15 seconds killed on that power play opportunity. As down goes the official. And he's all right. He's kind of laughing a little bit about it. More on the inside than the outside, but we laughed at it. At least thankfully he's all right. As in the zone comes Heikert, battling against Schweitzer and having a hard time holding the zone. It's Heikert. Shot redirected. Shot back through the crease. And that pops off as we got another whistle. 5:51 to go in the contest. 1:22 left on the skater advantage for the Outlaws.
Yeah, those are always some tough falls for the ref. I mean, I'm not sure how much padding they get on those trousers and just right on the ice. Oof. That must hurt.
Popping up as he's ready to deliver the face-off here to the glove side of Height, controlled by Asante.
Good
that
block.
Right into the leg pads of Tudich. Tudich, he's getting through there with a hook opportunity. No call on that. Now
That'll
there is. Is
there?
Fenton called it way after the play, as there will be. I don't know if they're calling that on a PK or what they're doing.
I mean, that must be a penalty shot.
He's asking about it. He's like, hey, they're trying to shoot. I was trying to shoot. How come there's no PK? Or penalty shot. Yeah. So they're trying to get clarification on that.
Right.
He's like, hey, I was trying to shoot. You can't obstruct that.
Yeah.
And they say you weren't trying to shoot. Don't do it.
Well, there's good penalties and there's bad penalties to take, and I think that's one of the good ones. I mean, a great chance there for Tudich. I mean, he's red hot right now, 3 goals and a couple of assists, and I mean, sometimes you just got to take one.
14-18, time of the penalty. Kormakov whistled for the infraction. 5:37 to go in the game. So it'll be 4-on-4 hockey for about 1 minute yet. As Garcia skates with the puck. Bulldog stopped it. It was Patterson. Passing to himself was Schweitzer. Schweitzer carries it into the zone. Goes behind the goal. Tries to center it. Gets knocked behind the goal. Garcia pinned up against the boards. Puck battling down behind the goal. Comes away with it as Asante. 36 seconds to go on 4-on-4 hockey before Rapids takes over a power play opportunity. 5 minutes left to go in the game. Tudich picks up the puck near side. Brings it into the zone. As goes around the boards. And he gets the puck picked up as Yost, he's behind the defense and he whiffs on his shot, and now there is a whistle going to be called against Rapids. Delayed penalty as there's a Santi player down on the ice. Hopefully he's okay. Going down is Blake Mannix, and he's laying there. He's hurting as we got the infraction coming up against Garcia, I believe, or Rapids.
Yeah, just a really hard collision there into the boards, and hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right. We don't see anybody get hurt.
Nope.
As he's getting up now, real gingerly.
Yeah.
He's grabbing his hip a little bit. Boarding. All right. And I don't mean going on a cruise vacation. That was a hard penalty there. As we got 4:36 to go. They're trying to decide which face-off circle they want to go to. 4:36 to go, 10-2 score, and we're back to 4-on-3 hockey. A little bit of miscommunication going on here of who should be on the ice and who shouldn't. Killers playing in the background. Faceoff controlled by Asante, turned away by Height, and now covered by Height. Just a few seconds tick off the clock as we are sitting with 3 seconds left to go in the first penalty, and then we'll be back to 4-on-4 for about 45 seconds. 4-on-3 right now in favor of Asante. They hold the zone. Now we're back to 4-on-4 hockey for about 45 seconds, as I said. Raffert with the puck, tries to chip it up out of the zone, cannot. Santi's there. Shot from the circle, big rebound there by Height. Puck comes up to the blue line, holding it is Bennett. Bennett battling against Lutfullen. Big collision against the boards, puck's loose. As Anderson gets his pocket picked, Anderson now trying to get back to it. As holding the zone is Asante, under 4 minutes to go, picked up his Rapids. Lutfullen gets it up to McNeish. McNeish, backhand trying to get through. Centering, shot. Hillian can't get to finish. Big save as the defense is laying right on the edge of the goal. Patterson is down. Okay, so now they blew a whistle.
And then he took a shot from Lipfelin.
Yes, he did. As everything's
tough
all
shift.
That is tough. As everything's on the up and up, but boy, he's skating pretty slow. 3:44 left to go with 2 seconds to go on 4-on-4 hockey before it's about a minute left of the power play for the Outlaws.
Yeah, I mean, a great break there by the speedy Killers. I mean, McNeish is so quick and great, gets those feet moving really well and just unable to finish one.
Face off to the glove side of Healy. Ilian picks it up. Slapper from the point was Bulduk, held in by Ilian, back to Bulduk. And now it's a power play for about 1 minute now for Asante. Ilian passed up to Raffert. Raffert getting to it in the corner, skating behind the goal. Now he's getting pinned back. Passed up to Ilian. Nish goes down behind the goal. That pick up a stick as he gets back into position now as the puck. 3:13 left to go in the contest. 10-2 Rapids lead over Asante. 67-14 shot advantage is Lutfulin. Puck handling skills being on display. Centering. Puck is loose. Slides back behind the goal line. But into the corner as Lutfulin picks it up. Collision. Gets under the collision from Bennett. That was a nice little move there. As there's a hit there. As it looked like there is a little bit of elbow. And now there's some talking with Lutfulin and Bennett. As there's a bunch of talking going on. And wonder if it's going to be matching or just one of them.
Yeah, I mean, Bennett's been in the thick of it all night, whether it's with Breislund or now with Lutfulin. I mean,
yeah, it looks like Lutfulin's going to the box as he's not happy about something, but now Bennett, he's going to the box too, so it's matching penalties.
Just been a carousel of players in the box. I don't think we've had 5-on-5 for about like 5-ish minutes.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. It has been a minute. Under 3 minutes to go, 2:49 to be exact. So those times of the penalties was 17-11. As we will see what this goes on. But yeah, you're right. And I mean, and I'm not picking on the young man at all. But there's been Bennett's been talking quite a bunch of the night throughout the contest. No matter if he goes to the box or someone goes to the box because they got in a scrape with him. Yeah. But they got him that time. I think that's a fair call to put both of them in the box.
I mean, the retaliation, that will always get called as well.
And
I think it's just a bit of frustration. I mean, Bennett, as I said, he's been in the thick of it all night. And just when you play with your heart on your sleeve like that, I think, you know, I respect his game and just that sort of thing is bound to happen. Looks like Lutfulin's been they've both been given a game.
Yeah, they're told just to get out of here for 2 minutes of matching penalties. Because they're probably just calling them matching and not going to really count it a 4-on-4 situation. They'll play 5-on-5 with a matching penalty or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get the game over with, I think, at this point.
And just to let those two cool off, I think just tempers are running high and just hop in the shower and relax a bit.
Just get cleaned up, come back tomorrow. As the referee crew talks things over with the captains. As 25 for the River Kings, he's standing there, Lucas Whitehead, along with the three captains designated by the Outlaws.
I don't think I've ever seen three captains.
Me either. Well, there's two with the orange C and there's one with black, so I don't know what that exactly means. So officiating crew talking things over. I think it's funny unless they're, I mean, both goalies are coming over to the benches. So unless they're saying just get this game over with, call it a game now, I don't know what's going on here.
I think Whitehead motioned 5. It's 5-on-5.
Okay. Well, goalies coming over and getting a drink then, I guess. That's what's going on. I remember there was a game last year that they stopped before the game. There's a lot that went into it. Not going to get too much into it. There's a game that they called before the end of it, and it was called the game. I mean, Rapids was way ahead.
Yeah.
I just forget the exact situation. That's neither here nor there this year, but just going on the record and saying I've seen them call a game before it's over. And
just when it's out of control.
That was a bad one. There's, if I'm going to stay out of it that way, but from the way I was understanding, it was instructions of don't play, just drop the sticks and go after the Rapids players. So that's what
one way to
there.
Do it. That's one way to do it.
Yeah, and the official said, no, don't do that, and he's, I don't care. The coaching staff was mad, and that's how things just got nasty. So 5-minute major for number six, so 17-11. 5-minute major for Bennett on head contact. So that's not good any way you slice it. As Garcia, good, that's not updated quite yet. I'll get the full scoop on that as it gets posted onto the stat sheet.
Yeah, it looks like Welch will be serving Lutfulin's 5-minute major.
Yep, that sounds about right. As we play on here, Anderson gets around the defense, skates in, shot lifted just over the crossbar.
Goes
up into
the
netting.
Fancy.
Yeah, he went. He had the fancy moves. He just couldn't finish it there.
Yeah, I mean he's one of the many skilled players on his team, and he's got all sorts of talent, and that's just a mere moment of it right there.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see, honestly. As we continue on, both teams full strength. A big laser from Anderson, way high and off the mark. 2.5 to go. Rapids leading 10-2, 67-17 shot advantage. A lot of those shots coming late here as Rapids just kind of going through the motions here as Yost tries to pick up the puck through the zone, cannot. Beauchamp has the puck at the circle, centering attempt. Not really ready for it was Ilian. Sends out shot from Whitehead at the blue line. That's turned away. Beauchamp tries to center it again as Rapids now has to come back on defense. Yost skating up the near side. Playing some defense there. Shot just wide. Turned wide by Height. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Rapids trying to run some interference here and get the puck out of the zone, and they are about to. Flipped up ahead. Allstrand up to Anderson, Beauchamp, and Ilian crashing in through the revamped Euro line. Can't convert there. 1:40 left to go in the game. As we are well on our way to the end of the game as the penalties come up from Brandon Bennett, 5-minute major to head contact, and Shamil Lutfulin, 10-minute disqualification. So that's how that goes. If I understand right, that disqualification, not going to be seeing them tomorrow. I'd have to double-check on the exact rules, but we're still 1.5 minutes away from the conclusion of the game. And that's just an unfortunate situation there for Shamil, but yeah, you got to learn from it.
Yeah.
It's an emotional game. He plays it the right way. He plays it hard. Just caught up to him in that moment as under 1.5 to go. As that was a weird bounce up over the back of the goal.
Something you see out of a video game.
Oh, I saw that in high school once here on this very sheet of ice.
Yeah.
That popped up on the shoulder. Unfortunately for Height, it rolled forward and into the field of, or into the ice of play and not down his back and into the goal as we are 1 minute away from the conclusion of this contest. As Rapids carries, picks up the puck in their zone as we are just under 1 minute to go for the conclusion of this contest. Number two, I think, as Cooper breaks it up into the zone, one-on-one, looking to shoot, knocked down. Diamond was ready for it, but no hand pass on that. Just letting him play this out, 40 seconds to go. Rapids holding the zone. Bulldog sends it down low. Cooper pinned up against the boards. Bulldog gets to it. Shot. That goes up along the boards, right along the glass. Diamond centering it. Tipped away by Andrews. Bryson drop pass to Cooper. Diamond, he can't get it there. Centering. No one there. And that comes out center ice with 10 seconds to go. And that will more than likely be our contest with a 10-2 final with 5-3-2-1, and there's your horn, and there's another River Kings winner here tonight at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where Wisconsin Rapids comes away with a 10-2 victory.
Yep.
Scoring started really early in this game with Tudich with back-to-back goals in the first 7 minutes, one on the power play to give Rapids 2-0 lead. Mikhail Ilian, he got a third goal, but then trickeration started, not really trickeration, just a bad bounce. As a puck bounces off the stick of Xavier Beauchamp and passed Dominic Kite to give Asante their first goal of the game, but Rapids responded as Isaac Locker gets his first goal of the night at 15-19 to conclude the first period of scoring, where Rapids led 4-1. Second period, all Rapids. 5 goals. Denti, Tudich, where he scored the hat trick. Allstrand, Cooper, and Locker with his second goal put Rapids up 9-1. Third period, again, still pretty much slanted in the way of Rapids as they both teams scored a goal. McNeish at 1-1. Then it was Colton Lane with the final score on the power play at 6:53 to end the scoring of the game. Rapids, 2 power play goals and a shorthanded goal, whereas the Outlaws had 1 power play goal. 68 shots on goal for the River Kings, 18 for the Outlaws, as Height, nice debut, 16 of 18 for the game. So very nice night for the young man who made his first appearance for the River Kings as 1-star player of the game, Chevy Alexander, as the 2nd-star player of the game will be number 15, Isaac Locker.
Yep, really happy for Isaac.
He deserves it, that's for sure. He played a very good game. And then the first star player of the game. And he's about to get the early shower with the hat trick. Number 8, Owen Tudich, as he is getting the nice cold water bottle shower as he celebrates and gives the shirt to a young fan across the way. 68 shots on goal, as I said, for the River Kings. 68 shots on goal, 58 saves. As first 2 periods, Joel Girard made 47 of them. And boy, oh boy, that was how that went for him. He had a tough night. Charles Healy came in to the rest of the game as he made 11 saves on 12 attempts. So tough night for any way you slice it for the Outlaws, but there's a game tomorrow night. They got to come back, and both teams got to come back and regroup. So, but either way, that's going to be the end of things here, Southwood County Recreation Center, where the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings got the dominating 10-2 victory over the Asante Outlaws. So for Carl and artwork in the cameras, Matt, ringleader up here, Rory, good job as always, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Al, for everybody listening on Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and 105.5 WIRI, be safe out there in bad weather, and be safe tomorrow as they get the roads cleared. But either way, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow night here at the Southwood County Recreation Center.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Country Legends 24-7.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to
joint with a few of the guys. With this cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer. Gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. Alright now.
So if you ever see a man in a cowboy hat and you think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
Even now in my arms, you still won't hear my name. But darling, this time that your memories die, when you hold me too, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
I know we hurt you, made you scared of love, too scared to love. He didn't deserve you, 'cause your precious heart is a precious heart. You didn't know what it had, I thank God. Oh, and it's gonna take just a little time, but you're gonna see that I was born.
Say a little prayer, take a a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some cats. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate. You're cutting the grass, just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things, like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave, so I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Raise a little hell, laugh till it hurts, put an extra five in the plate at church. Call up my folks just to chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late, then oversleep, show her what she means to me. Catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Guess it's over, baby, deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop, and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning. And guess I'll turn myself into a solitary.
that brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken up hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours. And now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. Remember watching you play me our song on guitar, I thought I'd marry you. Act like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change, but that don't mean nothing. 'Cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard just to stop the hurt, 'cause I don't have the only.
Stacking it all up, can't wait for the sun to go down. Roll into town, shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn. Big toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Phone over and get a little closer. You can play my radio. Put your pretty face.
Tuscaloosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Country Legends 24.